Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
While China's arsenal of hypersonic weapons becomes more of an international threat as China's troops amass on the waters outside of Taiwan and the Atlantic coast of Africa,
some observers have described a nightmare scenario where President Putin invades Ukraine and also simultaneously President Xi uses force to reunify Taiwan with China. Is the U.S. prepared to deal with such a scenario?
The United States is going to take every action that we can take from the point of view of both deterrence and diplomacy to make sure that the Taiwan scenario you just described never happens.
But if the Biden administration can't even wind down the nearly 20-year occupation of Afghanistan without military deaths and abandonment, wouldn't the real nightmare scenario be an inevitable Biden bungling of world war? And while corporocratic senators make reckless, veiled threats like these...
But what does military action mean, Senator?
I would not rule out American troops on the ground. We don't, do you know, we don't rule out first use nuclear action.
It is times like these that the skills of Julian Assange are vital to leveling the playing field for a populace continuously kept in the dark by the planners of the pandemic, the Great Reset, and the gradual infiltration of Chinese communism undermining Western civilization.
Light them all up.
I mean, 11 people died in that attack, right? Including two Reuters employees.
Yeah, two Reuters employees, two young children were wounded. There were between 18 and 26 people killed altogether.
And releasing this caused widespread outrage. What was the key element of this that actually caused the outrage, do you think?
I don't know. I guess people can see the gross disparity in force. You have a guy who's walking in a relaxed way down the street, and then an Apache helicopter sitting up at 1 kilometre, firing 30mm cannon shells on everyone, looking for any excuse to do so, and killing people, rescuing the wounded. And there was two journalists involved who clearly weren't insurgents because that's their full-time job.
Instead, Julian Assange, the 50-year-old founder of WikiLeaks, faces extradition from Britain to the United States after the U.S. government won an appeal in London's High Court, reportedly causing Julian Assange to suffer a stroke.
He didn't hack anybody's computers. He's a journalist. He reprinted facts that were deeply embarrassing to our political class, the Democratic National Committee, and to, above all, the foreign policy establishment, which has an awful lot to be embarrassed of. And for doing that, the New York Times has done things like that for 100 years, no problem. Julian Assange does it. Well, he's been incarcerated for almost a decade, since the summer of 2012.
The Biden administration has criminalized telling the truth with this indictment, and it's even worse than that, actually. They've criminalized knowing about classified information.
Why is getting your brother more important than bringing, say, murderers to justice?
People who run our democracies now would like to rule them... you know, with impunity. They don't want people to know what's been done in their name. They want to keep secrets. They want to. They don't want the public to be informed. Basically, I think that's why. And they're creating Julian. They're making an example out of Julian. They're saying to people, if you tell the truth about our secrets, if you tell the truth about the security state or anything really, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to be locked in a prison for the rest of your life. Your reputation will be destroyed. You'll be taken away from your family.
If your brother is extradited to the United States, do you think he'll survive?
If he gets extradited, he will most likely die.
Assange was a weapon of the First Amendment, wrestling the documents that forced transparency from a secretive military and political industrial complex, hiding earth-shattering revelations that affect all of humanity and the future of the Republic. John Bound reporting.
Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual autonomy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, December 14th. The year is 2021 as we plunge into the year 2022. The United States government, hijacked and controlled by the kleptocratic, psychotic globalist, is now laying out battle plans to attack Russia if Russia defends any of its interests in eastern Ukraine. That is incredible news we're going to be getting to. Germany has now blocked something that Biden didn't even try to block, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline out of Russia into Western Europe. Germany has blocked it. And so you can see war written all over this. European gas prices at record high as Germany blocks Nord Stream 2, ladies and gentlemen. Just like our pipelines have been cut off as well, the West is being set up to go bankrupt and collapse. That is the Great Reset, so they can collapse civilization and build back better. And that's really our top story today, is what's behind the COVID-19 hysteria and the lockdowns and the global IDs? What's behind war with Russia? What's behind installing the communist Chinese and letting them take over the world? What's behind all the pedophilia and all the Hollywood corruption? What's the fountain of it? Where does it all come from? What's the root of it? And it is the International Criminal Consortium, made up of megabanks, intelligence agencies, and subsidiary corporations, that after World War II got the different power brokers together of the world through the Bilderberg Group in the 1954 in Oosterbeek, Holland, and what had been the OSS and then CIA created the organization. We have their corporate minutes that were smuggled out by patriots since the 70s and 80s, who had access to intelligence files in one case, the U.S. Senator's office, who was retired. The archivist released this information. Then I was covering Bilderberg Group in D.C. when they were meeting in Chantilly in Virginia outside D.C., what now, 15 years ago. And another archivist showed up and gave me hundreds of pages of secret documents that investigative journalists then used to blow Bilderberg Group wide open. And from that point on, ladies and gentlemen, they could not hide it anymore. So we've tracked the Bilderberg Group to Eastern Europe and to Turkey and to Germany and to the UK and to Canada and to the United States. I've tracked them all over the Western world where they meet. And that's in my film Endgame. But the reason that this is so incredibly important is that we've now discovered how the networks work and operate right into local government. And now that they're emerging to not just control the money and wealth of the earth, but to actually destroy everybody else's wealth and consolidate it for depopulation, which was their main goal in more documents that leaked. They are now externalizing the method and the hierarchy and admitting that this is their program. And you hear their slogans, the Great Reset and Build Back Better. So whether it's your local school with Drag Queen Storytime or your state government saying we're not worried about having debts anymore, we want to abolish the police, they say we're going to build back better while they destroy everything. Build back better, whether it's the corrupt leaders of Australia or New Zealand or Canada or Germany or the UK or the U.S., when you hear them say build back better, that'd be like a James Bond movie where Spectre buys off all the major politicians of the world and releases a virus for political control and power to take over and establish itself as the world government. And you're like, well, that's actually what's happening. Well, Ian Fleming was in OSS at the highest levels. He then was the deputy head of the MI6 out of the OSS, and he wrote more than 15 books on different plans and things that they batted around for their future operations. That's why there's a global group of billionaires that release a bioweapon to kill everybody on Earth while they're on a space station. That's why there's movies where they buy up all the water to cut the water supply off to bankrupt third world countries and then take control of them. That's why they have the latest movie where there's a bioweapon released that's tailored to only kill the person that gets it. All of that is real stuff that they throw in your face. So when you think about Spectre and the guy with the cat, that's Klaus Schwab. Because it was people in his family and other families that act and behave exactly the same that the former deputy head of MI6 knew personally. Ian Fleming went to Bilderberg Group meetings on record. Came out long after his death. He was at these. So Rand Paul and Donald Trump and all these people that could be our leaders won't even address what we're up against. Won't even address that we're in a war and who they are. Yes, Trump got us out of the UN to a great extent. UNESCO and the rest of it. Good job. Obama put us, Obama 2.0, Biden, I think of him as Obama, it is Obama, put us right back in. And so if we don't address who they are and how they're operating, we don't have any hope of stopping these people. So at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over the latest developments because a whole bunch of information came together. And then right as I was already planning to cover this today, actually yesterday, and I got too busy and didn't do it, Greg Reese sends me his latest report that is on this exact subject, on the exact subgroup I was going to hit yesterday. So the Lord works in mysterious ways. A lot of times I get up here and I make hours of preparation for the show. And then those are the worst broadcasts sometimes. I'm not saying yesterday was a bad show, but I just get so upset by the time I'm on air looking at it that I just am unable to cover it. And that happened yesterday. I mean, I legitimately just, my brain turns off. Well, my brain's not turned off today. It's very focused right now. So, bottom of the hour, I'm going to play Greg Reese's latest report. If you scroll down there, you can see it. Dealing with this. And I called him this morning and I said, I want you to do a longer report on the whole enchilada. And he's going to be doing that. The banking cartel school for Judas goats. And, I mean, you understand, the Bilderberg Group trained Gavin Newsom. The Bilderberg Group trained Kamala Harris. The Bilderberg Group trained Boris Johnson. The Bilderberg Group trained Angela Merkel. The Bilderberg Group trained the new Chancellor of Germany. On record. Oh, and guess what? They trained Leonardo DiCaprio. And they trained almost all the top Hollywood stars. Tom Hanks, all of them. Spend months a year, not in Davos in Switzerland on the mountaintop, but with these people. You think Scientologists are a mafia group out there operating? They're like a grain of sand if you have a bad, totally bad view of them compared to these people. These people are the Himalayan mountains compared to a grain of sand. This is the real group. And of course, Rand Paul knows that. Of course, Ted Cruz knows that. Of course, they all know that. They know if you talk about these people, you get destroyed. That's why they're trying to make an example out of me. But we're here making it safe for everybody to talk about it. We're here making it safe for Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and everybody else, and it's starting to happen. And Elon Musk has been signaling again that he's not with this group, and he wants to lead the new elite that's pro-human. If that's actually the truth, then I'm all behind that. But I've said to Elon, I'm going to leave it at that, message to Elon that he needs to come out and really show us who he is, and we've seen some dramatic action in the last month. But I'm not saying he's a savior, but he's come out against these people saying they're dangerous, saying they're mind-controlling us, and saying we shouldn't be forced to take inoculations, and we shouldn't be forced into this world government, and that the governments are devaluing the currencies and consolidating power and waging war against us, and that we've got to come together for a pro-human future and have more children and innovate. Well, that's what a tree that's good says. Christ said, you judge a tree by its fruits, and Elon Musk has 95% good fruit. The part about brain chips, well, he says if you want them, he doesn't want you to have to take them. So I get his point, but still. He said, watch out for those that worship AI gods, which is the globalists. He says they want to kill you. That's true. So out of this whole crop of globalists, Elon Musk is the best of them, or he's the most sophisticated and is actually the head of them. But we'll find out soon enough, won't we? We are living in the future. We are living in the year 2021. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Reset wars have begun. Years of research and work is now available at ResetWars.com. InfoWars' greatest achievement is now available to the public at ResetWars.com. The Reset Wars have begun.
If you go to the full show headline on InfoWars.com, there's some very important information there. World War III, question mark. Biden reveals plan to attack Russia. Got this right here in my hand. As Germany blocks Putin's Nord Stream gas pipeline. Global exclusive. Top researchers have identified the secret corporate intelligence agency that launched COVID-19 while commanding the Great Reset to conquer the world. Meanwhile, humanity is awakening. Elon Musk and Ben Shapiro have both come out and condemn Big Pharma's bioweapon vaccine, saying it's all a power grab and not about protecting us. Ben Shapiro has been pro-vax, pro-COVID-19 BS, but now all of his listeners have turned against him, so he's being forced by the force of will, your will, to be a good person or to do the right thing. Elon Musk has not been forced to that position and early on said he wouldn't take the injection if he was you. And that it looked like it would attack your immune system, which it does. So I'm not in an Elon Musk worship fest. I just, when I see somebody at this level doing the right thing, and a lot of what he says irrevocably damages the globalist, you've got to give it credit. And Joe hangs out with him all the time. They're big buddies. I'm going to leave it at that. But they go to each other's houses and all the rest of it. And he tells me Elon is awake. I mean, it took a lot to get Joe over to being fully awake to the New World Order. He is now. Again, I had dinner with him twice last week, and he's just completely awake. I mean, because Joe's as smart as I am or smarter. That's why he's so good at so many different disciplines. And now that he isn't naive anymore, and now that he sees it, you can't unsee it. So I'm going to make this announcement right here, and this is not, again, to thump my chest. This is not to spike the football. This is to let you know how much danger I'm in and that I really do need your prayer and support now more than ever. I am seen by the globalists, and I knew this 4 or 5 years ago, and I knew even a decade ago that they saw me as the leader of the populist resistance worldwide, because they could track all the different movements around the world, and from Brazil to the UK to Germany to Japan. I mean, I started really getting their attention when I had the Japanese vice president on about 9/11 and stuff like that, and that's why the Kissinger Group tried to hire me and the rest of it. And the Kissinger Group is the Bilderberg Group, is Klaus Schwab, is them. And I mean, it's what they do. They recruit their opposition. I said no. And they basically said, so you choose the way of pain. And it doesn't sound funny to me to be owned by these people and be part of this evil agenda and then pretend I'm an elitist and then go to these conferences with them and be part of their evil. What, because I won't get prosecuted, because I can have sex with hookers all day or screw little kids? No, thank you. But let me just, as a testament to our 28 years of fighting together, many of you have been listening over 25 years, I am seen as the leader, and that's why they're after us. And whereas you're humble and I'm humble and we don't think of ourselves in that type of light, you don't think of yourself as the tip of the spear, you are, in just your support of this broadcast alone and then everything else you do. And they see American opposition to the New World Order as their only opposition around the world. As bad as America is, that old Bill of Rights and Constitution, our old American sensibilities, We're the freest country in the world of an industrialized nation from the COVID BS. We have the best defenses against the Great Reset. And out of that resistance, this little ship is the flagship. This ragtag operation is the best we've got to offer. But it's true, it's populist, and it has God on its side. And that's why this David has been winning battles against the Goliath. But that's why we need your prayer and your support. That's why we need to thank the local stations that pick up the show. You do, in my view. And we have to thank God for the position we've been put in. I'm very honored to be here. I'm very honored to be persecuted. It's not fun. And God always keeps us right on the edge to keep us humble. But then always provides the last minute like the widows might. But I just knew this morning I had to come in here and tell you this. I've known this for a while, but I think we have to recognize it and know it. The globalists have seen InfoWars. I'm just a focal point of that. This is a whole family that you're part of, that you're an integral part of. You're not just a outside of it. You're the heart of it. You're the guts of it, the blood of it, the brains of it, the eyes of it, the will of it. You are the progenitor power of it to wake up more people. So you want to use that analogy. You are the genitals of it. You are the entire thing. You understand that? You are it. You are it. And they know, and they fear this community we have, ladies and gentlemen. They fear the power we have as their evil tries to take over. They know we're their opposition. They know of old we'd be challenging them. And we're here. And so we've been put in this position as the leaders of the resistance. And I am seen as the leader worldwide of the populist resistance to their takeover. In my whole life, I couldn't imagine that I'd be in the position of the evil one, this fallen entity, seeing Alex Jones as the tip of the spear and as the archetypal example of the humans it wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's all God working through me and you supporting us and God working through you. But let's not lie about this. Let's not, because it needs to be said. It would be a lie if I continued in the name of humbleness to not tell you what I've known for years. And I think a lot of you already recognize that. And people recognize that everywhere. But we're together. And being the tip of the spear means I'm not stupid. I know there's very low chances I'm going to make out of this. That's okay. I'd die 1,000 times to be here with you right now in what we're going into as they literally inject our children with a system that turns off their white blood cells and gives them the equivalent of AIDS. I mean, of course we better stand up against these people. Of course we better resist with everything we've got. What type of family do we come from? Would your grandparents appreciate you not fighting back? Would your great-grandparents, would your parents? This is our chance to do the right thing, our chance to shine in front of God and country and the world. So I'm going to come back into the globalists and who our enemy is and what we're up against and what their plan is and how to stop them. But I think it's most important for all of you. You could be living in Africa. You could be living in South America. You could be living in Japan or Russia or the United States or anywhere, Mexico. If you love justice and freedom and you see through this and you know what's going on, we are all interconnected spiritually. We are brothers and sisters forever, and we are all part of this body of humanity that wants a future and loves our children and are not going to bow to the satanic system that's making its move, that it's prepared for hundreds of years, really thousands, but hundreds they've been preparing, this same group, out of the British Empire. It's not the British people, it's the folks that run the British Empire, and now they're making their big move in the year 2020, 2021, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. And they believe, they say, that at least 80 to 90% of us, they give different numbers, will be dead within 8 years. Well, I've got a prediction to make. And I don't even care about killing these people. They're not even, I just want them to get out of our way. And I'm not going to launch any attacks on them offensively. But I've got a prediction to be made that in 2030, their New World Order is basically gone and wiped out and collapsed, and that they're going to be the ones that aren't going to be on this planet. So, they've attacked us, they've started the war, we've tried to get out of it, but they're not going to let us. The Bible is now being fulfilled, ladies and gentlemen. You are living in the beginning of the end times. Satan gets his hour of power, and then it's over. Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on here 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So here we are at the final twilight days of 2021, plunging in 2022, the year where the globalists are really going to sink their teeth into us and set up the permanent lockdowns, the forced inoculations, the martial law. It's all being announced across the world by the same group. So doesn't everybody ask, why does the leader of the UK, the leader of Australia, the leader of the US, the leader of Germany, the leader of France, the leader of New Zealand, the leaders of more than 100 countries all get up in lockstep and say, the Great Reset, Build Back Better, we need carbon taxes, we need carbon lockdowns, we need the same phone apps run by the UN and the Davos Group to tell us where we can go, what we do, we need carbon taxes, we need social credit score, we need drag queen story time from Perth, Australia to New York City, New York. Why? It's all this group. If you watch the Davos Group and you read their writings, Klaus Schwab gets up and says, we must teach the children to be gay so they do not have any more children. They say it all. It's not that I hate somebody that's, quote, gay. I'm trying to explain to people that they're pushing this for depopulation. Everything they do is about control, from electric cars to the windmills. It's not about energy and a future. It's about sabotaging the industrial world and ending it in their own words. You're not going to elect them and get free health care and free tuition and free everything. You get nothing once they get control. And now you see Biden's come out and says, oh, I promised everybody all these free student loans and everything. Sorry, you don't get that. Of course that was all coming. So here's a cover of a magazine from, hard to believe, this is 8, 9 years ago. This is 9 years ago, 2013. And who is it? It's Eric Schmidt of Google as the maitre d', or the butler, serving the planet up on a silver platter to Henry Kissinger, Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, Bill Clinton, Vernon Jordan, and a bunch of other Bilderberg Group members. Elite plan global takeover. Welcome to Bilderberg. And then we predict they're going to use a virus to take control of the planet. Why? Because we got their internal documents. Might have been some important information. People ask, how do I know all this stuff? I didn't print up a million of these and hand them out for free in a bunch of major cities like Austin and D.C. and spend that money I had that I could have, you know, put in my children's fund or whatever. I didn't do that because I was playing tiddlywinks. I did it because I knew it was coming. These people aren't playing games. Here's another headline. Video, Rand Paul warns COVID mandates are about conditioning the American individual to submit to government. Yes. Top Catholic cardinal, head of the Vatican Court, came out in an incredible interview and said it's a world government that's planning to make us all slaves with global IDs and the mark of the beast, and it's all run by Klaus Schwab, and it controls much of the Vatican. I mean, you talk about we want to see insiders go public. This guy is the most powerful cardinal in Europe, the head cardinal in Germany, and the head of the Vatican Court. And everything he says is word to word what I say. Not because he's following what I say, because it's true. And this guy might be a little bit worried about his immortal soul. Because if you don't stand up against this, I mean, you are signed up with the old devil. We're going to come play some of that next segment. Senior cardinal warns elites ushering in total control surveillance state through COVID. Got to read the article on InfoWars.com. Got to read the transcript. Got to see the video. It's in German. Here's another one from Mises Institute. Rating the World Bank, exposing a fondness for dictators. And it goes into how they want dictatorship in their own words. And who is the IMF and World Bank? The private banking families, less than 10 families. And they don't like you running around on the earth. They don't like you. They want you off the earth. They think they own it through fraud. California, the story yesterday, tells the public in official letters, we won't tell you where $300 billion are. This is why they're so arrogant. This is why they're so criminal. And now they're going to give you shots that erase your immune system where you die from a common cold. And then they tell you, oh, the unvaccinated got you sick. The communist Chinese head spokesperson said the era in which the U.S. acted arbitrarily in the world under the pretext of democracy and human rights is over, citing the police state, citing what the CIA has done. But the globalists did this on purpose to maneuver us into this position. IMF, 10 countries simulate cyber attack on global financial system. That's going to be their next big move. China banking assets at $52 trillion, growing by $40 trillion since 2008. This is what hyper-MMT looks like. I'll explain that when we come back. But if you want to understand how this group controls people, Look right here. Chris Cuomo and his head producer arrested for training little girls how to be sex operatives to serve the, quote, elite. That's what this is. He was sex training with their mothers. He was just a Jeffrey Epstein mini-me. You don't even get in this club, as I've told you, unless you're part of this. And they've all got that look on their eyes. But if you look really look close, those eyes look scared, don't they? Because they know they signed on and they're scared. They signed on to evil and lost everything in their lives. And now they're slaves. Now they've got to go out and commit all these horrible crimes against humanity, like knowingly killing 20-plus thousand people and locking their families out so they couldn't see them in New York nursing homes so $53,000 could be cut up amongst Cuomo and his family and the globalists. And they all followed orders of Klaus Schwab to do it. They did it all over the world, but why are they being burned? I'll talk more about that coming up. It's an example to their minions that if they don't follow orders, this is what's going to happen. They don't let people get into positions of power at that level in those blue states unless they are beyond evil. You look at the new governor, not just her evil actions, not just all her police state actions, not just her new lockdowns and trying to keep people from being able to see their families in nursing homes and all the rest of it, or saying that she's Jesus and you're her disciples. But you just look at her and you go, that's an evil damn woman right there. It's like you look at Brian Stelter and you go, that's an evil son of a bitch. Now, we got a longer segment. The longest segment of the hour is coming up. I'm going to come back and get into, though, victory. Because I can talk about how they operate and how they work all day. But, I mean, it's a fact that until about 14 years ago, really 12 years ago, the media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they would get up on television and in the newspaper and say, there is no Bilderberg Group. It doesn't exist. Alex Jones and Jim Tucker are insane. And Daniel Estulin are insane. New York Times article saying Jones was in Virginia at the Chantilly hotel complex, believing there was a meeting and just imagining men in suits and dark glasses and earpieces. Have it all on videos. Bilderberg, they were there. Caught the King of Spain coming in, all of it. Got 35-millimeter photos of it all here. You're looking at it right here. We got photos in Europe. We got photos in the U.S., in Canada. We've been everywhere. We even got photos of their name tags. These are photos we got that you're seeing on TV screen right now. There's the Queen of the Netherlands. Those are photos we took. That's photos from our film. Took that at, one of my crew took that at 250 yards of long lens. Wolftonson, former head of the World Bank. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And imagine the media being so evil, they tell you this group doesn't even exist. Well, I'm going to explain to you when we come back how they run their minions, how they control their operations, who their alumni are, and how we stop them. We're going to go to break and come back with that. Please don't forget. Their operation is the Great Reset. Our operation to respond is Reset Wars. We're going to truly reset ourselves to defeat their false reset. And we break down the secrets they don't want you to know. Folks, if you want to support the broadcast and be part of the most important work we've done and keep us on air, but also get incredible information that will power you and your family and friends, then be part of our first two-course, six-plus-hour presentation at Reset Wars. It's now live. You can now go watch it. You can now get the course at ResetWars.com. And until tomorrow at 11:59 p.m. Central, you can get 25% off at ResetWars.com. Thank you for your support.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I'd stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours, making my entrance again with my usual flair.
They're the clowns. All right, let me do this. Let me cut right to the chase. Hiding in plain view, and I've known this. We've written articles about it. I've made films about it. I've explained it. But it's hiding in plain view, and I forget that stuff we covered 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago needs to be covered again, especially since the Bilderberg Group, and that's the main consortium, has launched its attack through its public spokesperson arm, the Davos Group, that it uses to recruit sub-puppet organizations that it controls. The best description of it is a private corporate combine that uses governmental intelligence agency warfare tactics of infiltration, espionage, sex ops, you name it, for control. And that's what Jeffrey Epstein was a part of, with thousands of girls at a time, underage, corrupting men. How do you take over a whole society? Have people go against their own best interest. You set them up and you blackmail them. That's why most of the girls Epstein got weren't 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. They were 15, but looked like they were 20. So they could set these men up and blackmail them and control them. That's how they get control of the blue cities. So when you see a blue city, that's an area they've gotten control of. And now you look at Europe and you look at much of Africa and Asia and Latin America. It's all been taken over by them. And their party is the Build Back Better Great Reset Party. And they tell you, we're with the Build Back Better. We're with the Great Reset. And they tell you, everything's about to be free. Your health care, your tuition, your transportation, your home. Yeah, because you're going to be starving to death. You're going to have nothing. You're going to be free to sleep on the street until you get a disease and die. Well, they're going to build back better, all right. And people don't ask, where's this build back better come from? Where's the Republican leadership, who I think Ted Cruz is a good person. I know Rand Paul's a good person. Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, they all seem like good men. Devin Nunes is going to work for Trump, running his social network. Jim Jordan, okay, guys, can we even say the name of the team we're fighting? Can we even talk about who's running all this? Can we even discuss them? But again, it's like when Fiona Hill, who brought in all the globalists in Trump's administration, we exposed her in 2017, all hell broke loose, all the lawsuits started, all the attacks, because we were exposing their takeover, and they were trying to derail what Trump did, and they successfully did it. We almost beat them. Just because we actually research, we're not heroes, so we'd be slaves. And she came out and said, Alex Jones, to Congress, she said, Alex Jones lied. I don't know what a globalist is. And she goes, I'm not a socialist. I'm not even a liberal. Fiona Hill was the head of George Soros' foundation for 9 years. Not just on the board, she headed it up. Fiona Hill is the chief writer at TheGlobalist.com. So again, that's like saying the Dallas Cowboys don't have a silver baby blue helmet with a navy blue star. The Cowboys aren't based in Dallas either. And Texas isn't based in Texas. The level of lies is just stratospheric. So I've been on air 28 years. And I got woken up by General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, who ran the secret space program, HARP, and everything else. I think he's a pretty good source. And Ted Gunderson, who was tapped to be the FBI director, but he was too conservative. Former head of the L.A. division of the FBI. Good guy, a great guy. And I'll tell you, when I was 20 years old and heard him talking like this, at events I went and saw him speak at, right as I was getting on air, but he helped get me on air by encouraging me, I thought, this guy really seems crazy. But a lot of what he's telling me, my family's told me, and I've read in history books, so I know a lot of what he's saying is true, and I can't disprove any of it. And now, decades later, every damn thing he told me was true. He was dead on, a real American. So, I mean, let me tell you something. I am so blessed. It was God doing this. That I grew up with an uncle who'd been an Iran-Contra, and that they tried to recruit my dad in their whole eugenics operation. He got recruited for a while, but got out of it. And then I got to run into General Parton and all those people. And I got to learn from the best patriots in America how things were really operating and what was really going on. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen, and it is a global private corporate crime syndicate. Oh, my gosh, I didn't go to the Greg Reese report yet. I think there's still time. Go to the Greg Reese report on this. Here it is.
Like millions of us must be feeling worldwide, economist Ernest Wolf believes a hidden alliance of political and corporate leaders are exploiting the COVID-19 pandemic with the goal of crashing their economies and making way for a global digital currency. Wolf has been researching the history of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and has found a very fundamental piece of their criminal puzzle. the Young Global Leaders School,
established and managed by Klaus Schwab. The World Economic Forum, originally called the European Management Forum, brought together 31 nations at its very first meeting in 1971 and is currently funded by 1,000 multinational corporations. Klaus Schwab hadn't really accomplished much in economics. His father made weapons for the Nazis, and he trained under Henry Kissinger at the Harvard Business School, which is where he was likely tapped to be the face of the World Economic Forum. In 1992, Schwab established the Global Leaders for Tomorrow School, which was reestablished as the Young Global Leaders in 2004. Attendees must officially apply for admission and be selected. Alumni of the school's very first class include Angela Merkel, Nicolas Sarkozy, and Tony Blair. Other attendees include Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern.
So long as there's people who are eligible who haven't been vaccinated, we've got work to do. You know, I don't think I'll ever be satisfied so long as there's someone who's who is eligible and hasn't been. And that's why I've said this. There's not going to be an end point to this vaccination program.
President of France, Emmanuel Macron. Governor of California, Gavin Newsom.
That's why we recognize our responsibility to do more. And that's what we are announcing here today. A statewide requirement for in-person instruction for all of our children to add to a well-established list that currently includes 10 vaccinations and well-established rules and regulations that have been advanced by the legislature for decades to add to that list the vaccination.
U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Other attendees of the Young Global Leaders include Virgin's Richard Branson, the Clinton Foundation's Chelsea Clinton, and BlackRock's Larry Fink. Approximately 1,300 global leaders have attended the school from North America, Asia, Africa, and South America, most of whom are all pushing the same criminal hoax, the lockdowns, and the deadly experimental jabs. These are the foot soldiers bringing about the angry world that Klaus Schwab talked about.
I don't know how it will play out in November, but what we know is that we will end up with many more unemployed, and particularly also people in the gray economy, which are not counted for, who lose their jobs. So we will see definitively a lot of anger already now, but probably increased by the end of the year, because this crisis will be with us until we really have found a remedy. So we have to prepare for a more angry world.
So that his masters can bring about their one world government system. And in 2012, Klaus Schwab began the Global Shapers Community, which has groomed an army of 10,000 young people to be the next group of saboteurs around the world, currently holding meetings in 400 cities worldwide. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And again, that's the British Royal Roundtable Group model that became our CFR. This is another model of it out of the Bilderberg Group. This is the most powerful elite group of them. And you can see all the master criminals they've got in place. They also train and control the major pedophile rings, all of it. And they're now saying unlimited shots forever. You'll never be properly vaccinated until you're dead. They are a eugenicist death cult. They are the people that the Nazis wish.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.